Welcome to Barefoot is Legal. I apologize for the delay. I was having some technical troubles. We have a new week. Sierra is no longer a host. We're hoping she will join us periodically. I've encouraged her to do that, and I think she wants to as well. Please call in on the guest line if you have a chance. It's 347-324-3704. Look forward to hearing someone this week. We want to discuss, trying to think of something different. I thought, what benefits have you found from going barefoot that are really not directly related, like in your life? What type of things have you noticed that going barefoot has helped you with? As an example, a few things here. For me, I think it challenged some very strong core beliefs. It's something that, you know, we're rather programmed and we really believe things will turn out a certain way sometimes. And the fears that are there, the, you know, how we be accepted by others and friends and family and all of that is out there. And for me, I was really amazed that although there was some challenges there, there were some people that were really not on board. Overall, it was very positive, and it brought out sides of people that I didn't even know were there. So it's something that I really encourage people to do if they have not done that before. You can go your whole life assuming that if you went down that road, it would not end well. But one of the things I found is that that's not exactly the case. You can't really truly believe or understand how other people are going to accept it. It's also a real good confidence builder. That goes right back to number one. I mean, once you're able to, that's a big fear to overcome. And I know from a lot of the posts I've seen that it's a challenge for a lot of people. A lot of people don't want that confrontation, and I don't really like the confrontation either. But it's helped me actually to, another thing is be a better debater. If you're going to be doing something that you know you're going to get confrontation on, you're going to have to plan how you're going to react to it. How, if people ask, what facts are you going to have ready? Because there's so many people that believe it's against health codes and illegal and just something that's not accepted at all. So you have to really do your homework and be ready, you know, to be able to approach that. So, you know, so far, like I said, it challenged beliefs and it improved confidence and made me a better debater. The next one, which actually would go before better debater, is better at research. There's so much information out on the web these days. You know, that it's really amazing what you can learn and how much information that is out there. So it's definitely helped with research as well. All right, one moment. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked for a second here, and I'm cutting right back. All right, Dave's out there recruiting. Hopefully we'll have some people joining us today. Looks like I have somebody holding. One moment here. Hi, this is Barefoot is Legal. Who do we have? All right, we're back, and Proof has joined us. How are you doing this week, Proof?
Doing okay. Sounds like you're a deer in headlights today, so I figured let me come by
yeah.
and see if I can help out.
I definitely run into technical challenges. That's not one of my strong points. And
okay.
I really had never done too much with the scheduling, never even thought about it, really. And went to log in, wasn't there.
Hey, just a heads up, just remember that we have a show that goes on at 3 Eastern, so try to get out at 2:58 or 2:59.
Sure, definitely will.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've called in because I was out doing an SBL meetup 2 weeks ago, and last week I had to work my day job on Saturday.
Yeah, sometimes that does happen. We have other parts of life that we have to attend to. But glad you could make it. Definitely helpful, especially now. And as I was mentioning earlier, we are definitely looking for another host to join.
Well, I'm hoping that Tony decides that this is for her. So sounds like she was interested. I talked to her yesterday, and I think it's going to work out personally. I did have fun doing that meetup 2 weeks ago, though. I haven't been able to share on air yet. A bunch of
right
San
ahead.
Diego people, I was able to get corralled into a group, and Micah B. was happy to let his restaurant that he's an assistant manager of be a location for us, and it was nice to get together with like-minded people and try and develop some solutions for the group.
That really is. About how many people did you have?
What was it, 8 or 9, I think?
And did you say that was at an Applebee's? Did I catch that correctly?
No. Well, it was at an Italian restaurant in Valley Center, which is a suburb of San Diego by all the Indian casinos.
Oh, okay. All right. I got it. But that's still good. I know that you'd mentioned that the person worked there, but how were you received in there with 8 people in there barefoot?
Oh, I don't think anybody cared.
That's good.
One of the customers saw Micah, though, when they said something. It's like, how can he be barefoot, but yet he's professionally dressed with a shirt and tie on? Honestly, that would
fun.
Be me, too. I have been known to do stuff like that.
Yeah. I know what you mean, and it is funny how people, it's not something they expect. It throws them off. One of the things I was talking about this week is actually, like, how has going barefoot benefited you in ways that are really outside of, you know, the health benefits, the social benefits that you may have picked up, but what has it personally done? And
well, once you get used to it a few times, you feel empowered or I'm trying to think of the right word, I guess. Not assertive necessarily, but confident. That's what I'm looking for.
Right. And that's one I had down. I put it definitely improves your confidence. I also put down that it will challenge strong beliefs. So you may believe that people would receive you in a certain way, you know, friends, family, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, that's not it. You know, sometimes it is, but I've been pleasantly surprised more than a few times on how it actually opens someone else up and was able to communicate at a level I was never able to before with them, because I think everybody has their shell around them.
Yeah.
I was also mentioning that I think it makes you a better debater, because if you're going to be out in public and you know you're going to get challenges, you're going to try to have something to back you up, you know, do better at research, do some research, find out what is allowed, you know, to change people's perceptions. So I think it does a lot of things that otherwise probably never would have explored. At least not to the depth that I have. So
we had a couple of first-timers that have never gone anywhere without shoes on before join us, and I thought that was really cool.
That is cool. How did they seem?
Well, yeah, they didn't mind. They... I don't want to give her name out if she's not here for herself, but she's been posting lately in the group since we had our get-together.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. Definitely seen that. That's always good. And it is hard for somebody that's new, you know, to do that. It's a, as I was mentioning, this is kind of a journey that you go on, these things that we were talking about, like with the challenging beliefs and the building the confidence and, you know, doing your research and just being comfortable with that. It is funny, though, when once you've been so used to it, you get to a point where I literally had forgotten shoes completely. You know, it just didn't even occur to me, you know, that that's something I would need to do. So I think it is funny, you know, the full 180 it can go as far as the comfort level from originally being completely uncomfortable with it to being very confident. And the other thing that's really surprising to me, you know, talking about the those benefits are, you know, one search in Google on, you know, the benefits of going barefoot, and such a wealth of information comes up. I do hear occasionally on non-barefoot discussions and sites, people making reference to, you know, did you know it is legal to drive barefoot, or there are no
right.
health codes, you know, and I think that's exciting.
Well, when I've done the health fairs and stuff, people get excited. Like, it's funny that if people don't like it, they just leave and don't pick up any literature. But if they're interested, they'll sit there and they'll talk, and they say, wow, I never knew this existed, and I thought it was illegal, and they'll talk about where they got kicked out of, and they sit there wanting to engage. People that aren't
exactly.
interested will just walk away.
Yeah, and that's a shame. We, you know,
well, yeah, but
society.
It helps with you don't have to spend time rebuttaling people that aren't interested in hearing. So it's okay.
From that aspect, yeah, but it's just, to me, a shame that how did this become something that the majority of society is programmed with. Just very surprising. And such strong, too. People seem to have such strong...
Oh, they're willing to curse you out and do whatever just to go against you.
Yeah. That amazes me.
It's like I don't like cigarette smoke, but I don't just walk up to people and curse them out because they're smoking.
No, that's, you know, as long as they're not offending me, I'm fine with that. And, you know, with smoke, you know, it can affect other people. And that's what amazes me with going barefoot, that people are so negative towards it, and it's not having any effect on them at all. You know, I always said the real question is you should ask is, why are you concerned about this? You know, what is it that's making you so concerned about this? That should be your real question.
No, I get it, and I have no clue why, but I was talking with Tony yesterday, who may be a show host with us here, and she was talking about how CPS got involved because they saw her son running around outside without shoes on, and that was like the I don't know if that was a key for neglect or something, but that's how they viewed it.
And Sierra has mentioned previously that's happened to her as well.
Uh-huh.
Child Services has come to her house and told her that her children have to have shoes on. And to me, that's
yeah, there's no laws
really...
on that, so I don't know why that's an issue.
Yeah, but it shows you how strong people's beliefs are, and, you know, and so much against it. We're coming up on an ad break here. Looks like we better.
Already? That's fast. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be around very much. It's my birthday, so my kids and wife are taking me out to lunch here in a little bit.
Happy birthday. Where are you going to
lunch? I am 43.
I have 10 years on you. I'm 43 plus 10.
Yeah.
And mine was in August 29th. So pretty close together, just 10 years apart. But
maybe if you're around later, I might give you a call.
Okay.
Just to go over the show and stuff like that, make sure you're doing okay. I try to do wellness checks with all of our hosts once a month. If I can, at least call into your show.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea because, like I said, the technical side of it I never really did too much with. And, you know, trial by fire is always the best thing, but you know, not always the most comfortable. But,
hey, I got you, but that's okay. Tony, I guess, says she's trying to get things set up so she can check in with you.
Okay. That'll be great. Look forward to it. She's free to call me anytime or text or whatever she's comfortable with.
So I'm looking forward to hearing about this Jacksonville meetup, though, John.
I think you caught me off guard because I know we had talked a little bit about it, but I haven't really...
Yeah, there's
more.
Been no location or date that was mentioned. I'm just looking forward to hearing about it and seeing the pictures and seeing that everybody's made some lifelong friends.
Yeah, that would be great. And I'll be honest, I need to jump into that a little bit with other things going on in my world. I haven't been really in on that so much.
Well, hey, it'll be fun to get out of the house, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Had a lot of
but
job
hey, glad we're able to get you on the radio, and well, you have about an hour now, so smooth sailing ahead, and hopefully there'll be some calls, and I don't know if you're following in the chat room or not, but hopefully there'll be people paying attention in there.
Yep, I am. I saw where you put up the Aloha.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you again.
All right, thank you, John.
And I'm going to go ahead and head off to a commercial break.
You got it. Thank you.
Thanks. Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal advocate, and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, Irwin Award winner, and also my latest political satire, Obamacare Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals, a political satire exposing the evil agendas of Obamacare and redistribution of wealth that leaves you with a thought-provoking ending. Will mankind survive, or will the U.S. natural-born citizen become extinct? It's available at Amazon.com. You can also visit my website at www.fightbacklegalabuse.com for more information. So order your copy today and empower yourself with knowledge before injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly.
Yeah. New MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm the animals drummed.
E-I-E-I-O. With a pastor here, an open space there. Here they roam, there they roam, and never any more must do.
Right now to YouTube, search on New MacDonald. Watch this video all the way through. You will be surprised. What a great job. What a great message. And then please share this video with others. An important message from our new generation.
Welcome back. We are back. Bruce's birthday is today, so he's out going to be enjoying lunch today. We may have a new caller calling in that's going to possibly be a host. Looking forward, excited about that. My name's Tony, so I'm hoping she'll be able to dial in here. Before the break, we're discussing how going barefoot, you know, if you type in the benefits of going barefoot in Google or something, you'll get, you know, a barrage. There's so much information out there. It's actually amazing how much has been written on the subject now. I can remember 20 years ago or so trying to look up information, and of course the internet was at a different stage then, and there just was hardly anything out there. In fact, Society for Barefoot Living at the time was DSS, the Dirty Soul Society, and that was about all that was out there, which eventually evolved into the Society for Barefoot Living. So that, it's quite interesting how much information is out there, but one of the things we mentioned earlier is, you know, how did it, other than the obvious benefits and the ones that you can research, how has it benefited you personally? We have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and dial in.
Hello,
hi, this is John.
Tony.
Welcome to the show.
Tony, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm blessed, thank you.
Good, glad to hear it. Proof was mentioning that you may be joining us. That's very exciting.
Yes, if I can get everything else to kind of fall in line with that, make it possible.
Understand. Can you go ahead and maybe introduce yourself to our audience and your background and how going barefoot came into your life?
Hi, I'm Tony Probst. I'm a mother of four. I homeschool, and we are avid barefooted. The way it came about was, you know, just came natural. Just never did like to have shoes on my feet, so anytime I didn't have to have them, I didn't have them. And then as I grew up, it just started making the connections on how I always felt better. There was just something about being in the grass and in the sand, you know, just being able to feel that connectivity with, you know, the earth and everything. And the pain, as I am healing from multiple sclerosis and a few other issues, but I've noticed that whenever I did wear shoes, I was having more health difficulties than whenever I didn't wear shoes. I can't even stand to have socks on my feet. And children are pretty much just like me. Doctors say it's a sensory issue with autism or what have you, but I don't believe that. We were born a specific way to connect with nature and everything the way God created us, and I think that's just how it's supposed to be.
And when you mentioned a sensory issue. I've heard that before, and I kind of agree it's a sensory issue. And the issue is that we've cut ourselves off from our sensory, you know, we have more nerve endings in our feet than just about anywhere else, and we've completely turned that off. And so I believe,
well,
that's part of it.
Yeah, doctors want to correct it, and I'm like, no, there's not an issue there. You know, we're happy being barefoot. And, of course, they want to change everything so to conform to society. I'm like, no, there's not an issue there, so we're going to continue going barefoot. This is, we're happy, and we're, the children, I mean, the behavioral issues and a lot of things I noticed were triggered from being constricted, you know, or bound, you know, to whatever it was, even some types of clothing. But their behavior was always, they were always cheerful and happier and everything, especially when they were outside barefoot. So
yes,
like,
that's
very true.
I'm
not going to, you know, hound them about wearing shoes. So that wasn't something I was going to allow the doctors to address.
That's really good. And it's interesting you mentioned the behavioral issues. There's actually a pilot school that's, and I'm trying to remember the location. I want to say UK, but it might have been somewhere else, where they have the children going barefoot, actually the teachers as well. And that's one of the things they mentioned was behavioral aspects of it as well. And the children did better in school, not just behavioral, but the academic as well. So it's, there's a lot to be said for it. Do you mind, what are the ages on your children?
My oldest will be 21 in November. And then I have 18, 12, and 11.
Oh, so, okay, so they are at an age where definitely across that whole spectrum, do they receive social pressures from friends or any challenges? I know you mentioned your homeschooling, but I'm sure there's activities are involved in. Or
typically, no. You know, just, everybody realizes that we are different, and I've had a few people make comments, but as far as saying anything negative or anything, I have not. The outings and everything that we partake in, generally, there's never been an issue, but it's always been outdoors in parks or somewhere. It's not been regulated by school dress codes or anything.
Okay. So they're really not so much in public.
No. Shopping. When we do have, well, when we do go shopping, it's very rare. like my daughter, say, I'm a woman, I love to go to Barnes & Noble. And so the concrete will sometimes be too hot, so she'll wear her shoes to the front door, but as soon as she reaches the front door, she rips them off. And I think I've only seen one other person in the Barnes & Nobles in this area that was barefooted, that they've not had any issues whatsoever. No one's ever said anything to us.
What area are you in? What part of the country?
We're in historic Colonial Williamsburg area in Virginia.
Oh, okay. It's a beautiful area up there.
Yes. And the people, there's just such a wide range around here of people. So I guess they're just adapted to the different cultures. Now, other areas I have had issues, like in Texas. There was one particular place that it was like they would just grin whenever they see us walk in the door. They're like, well, hopefully there's no glass on the floor or anything. And I was like, well, if there is, no big deal.
Yeah, I always say you should be glad, because if there is, as an adult, I can point it out to you. So if a child's crawling on the floor, that you won't have an issue for that child.
Mm-hmm.
But that's great to see that, you know, you're all four of them. I would, because I've heard of other people, and sometimes they get some, you know, the children really don't want to. They get so much social pressure these days. But I guess the homeschooling helps in that respect as well.
Mm-hmm. Now with Devin, he wears shoes while he is at work, but he works on the floor at a Target store. And other than that, that's about the only time.
That's great. Great, glad to hear it. And you mentioned earlier it's been Barnes & Noble only seeing like one other customer. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, and you would think in Florida you would see more people, but it seems like I'm just not seeing anyone anymore. It's very, very rare.
Even on the beach. You know?
Yeah.
I've noticed on the beach people are wearing shoes and everything, and I'm just like, I'm not on the beach. Come on.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
And I was just thinking about that earlier this morning. Is there some kind of phobia or something that has been generated going on?
I believe so. That's one of the things we've talked about before, you know, that people actually get rather hostile about it sometimes. They have strong beliefs that you're somehow or another infecting them, or they're going to get something, or, you know, that it's the old dirty and nasty and all the things that go along with that, when the opposite is really true. You know, if you want to grow anything on this planet, I don't care what it is, you're going to have to pretty much create an environment that's moist and, can allow for growth. So a damp area, dark sometimes, like the inside of a shoe. But
yeah.
If your feet are completely aired out, it's like trying to grow something on concrete. You know, it's not going to work.
Yes, we have not had any issues. Never had to address the athlete's feet or anything.
No, and that's exactly. You know, I don't have an issue with that either, and I literally go everywhere barefoot, and haven't had that issue at all.
Well, I know so many people that do wear shoes, and they're always complaining about, you know, certain issues with it. And, well, is this fungus under my toenails, or is this athlete's foot, you know, all these different questions that they come up with. And I'm like, I've never had those issues. And
exactly.
I started making the connection that they're constantly wearing shoes. If they're in their house, they have shoes on. If they're outside, they have shoes on. So I have to think that is the connection.
I definitely believe that. Could you imagine wearing something the equivalent of shoes on your hands all the time and what shape they'd be in?
Whenever I did wear gloves a lot for a particular job that I had all sorts of issues with my hands.
Yeah, they have to breathe. They have to be out there.
Mm-hmm. And the nurses are constantly having to do treatments or what have you for the period of length of time that they have to have certain types of gloves on.
Yeah. It is, we definitely have a society that is very germophobic, I would say, just like all these hand sanitizers. I don't think a lot of people realize that most of the bacteria is good and you have to have it.
And when you use hand sanitizer, then you're stripping the good and the bad.
Exactly. You know, each one of us has the equivalent of 90 trillion microorganisms on or in us at any time. And if we didn't have most of them, we wouldn't live. We wouldn't be alive. They all
Somebody
have jobs
to
do.
Hi.
Hello, hi.
John says hi. Say hi, everyone.
Hi.
All right, can you guys go back in, please? Thank you.
You're welcome, Archie.
Love you, baby. Hi. Sorry, it was the neighbor kids. My house is the house to be.
Has that worn off on the other children at all?
As soon as they come in the door, their shoes come off. I have one mom who across the street, and she's constantly asking, you know, can you remind Gracie to bring her shoes home whenever she comes home, because she knows now that she will be running across the street barefooted. It's not anything that we've spoken about. It's just came about.
Well, that's good. That's good that it's providing a positive role as well there. And I've heard stories before. I'm not a parent myself, but I heard somewhere a person that was barefoot, their children are barefoot, they would actually get hostile comments from other parents, especially if their children interacted. So sounds like you're not at least running into that so much.
Not so much. One issue that I have is that the other parents aren't involved with their children enough to notice. But it's like, well, this mom, she's like, well, I'm not going to fuss about it. Just make sure she brings her shoes home with her when she comes home, so I know she's not going to be wearing them.
Then don't send her over with them. Just solve the whole problem. Don't, you know, why have her wear them? But
the other neighbors have commented on how the behavior of the other children for the neighborhood has improved since we've moved in. We just moved in back in April. And they said it's just the neighborhood is the behavior and everything, you know, there's just an improvement. Some of the issues that they had, you know, with kids not getting along, you know, typical childhood issues and everything else. But so far, everyone's saying a positive. I've noticed some of the kids up at the playground that's behind us, we just have a little play set up there, and it's got mulch and everything. But I've noticed that the kids will go up to the playground and take their shoes off now and go play on the playground.
As they should. Are the parents making the connection as to why?
No, I don't even think the parents are making a connection that they're doing it at all.
Right. Because you had mentioned, well, not that part, but you had mentioned that they had mentioned that the behavior had improved since you've been there. I'm wondering if they were making the connection or if you hinted towards the connection at all.
I have, you know, suggested several things on, just teaching love. You know, we're supposed to love our neighbors like Christ. If there is an issue with other children, even if it doesn't involve my children, I go and try to address that issue. But with the influence of the kids coming over here, you know, I don't think that they have noticed, you know, the fine details of everything. I have had parents come over here and ask, you know, are my son's shoes here or, you know, what have you. But, you know, again, I'm not sure that I've actually made that connection to be able to tell them. You know, I've noticed these little details, but it didn't click for me to tell them. You know, possibly with him being free-range footed, then that might be something that's helping. But none of them have complained. No one's complained about me speaking God or anything about Jesus or the barefoot or anything.
That's good. Glad to hear. And there are often people that will, so it is good that you haven't run into that.
And it's just this one particular. I mean, I've had other people back in Texas from your station at the Dyess Air Force Base. You know, they would say, oh, she's a Jesus freak. She's just too much, you know. I'm like, well, if you want a fluffy feel-good sermon or something else, you need to go to the church. If you want to come and hear truth, you know to ask me. And she's like, well, I know if I ask this, you know, she's like, I know you'll always be honest with me. And I was like, well, that's one thing that, you know, they'll sit there and tell me that I have to be silent just because it's too much for you. You can't handle it.
Yeah, that's I'll be honest, something I don't have really a lot of experience in. So,
So I remember Chick-fil-A. We would, at Tuesdays there in Abilene, they'd have a family night. No one ever made any comments about us going barefooted or anything. But if we went out to lunch, say, like, if we had a Bible study or play group or anything, you know, they would say, oh, she's going to embarrass me. They wouldn't say anything to me directly or to ask me to put my shoes on or anything. But they're like, oh, Lord, please just don't let her embarrass me.
And that's, yeah. Why is that embarrassing them? That's what kills me.
I have no idea.
You're living your life the way you want to. You're not affecting anyone else in a negative way. All they need to do is do a little bit of research, and the amount of benefits are just overwhelming. You know, the health benefits, the spiritual benefits, the benefits, as we mentioned earlier, with the just the way people interact, you know, the behavioral.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different things.
Yeah, there is.
But I was just curious because usually I'm you know, by myself when I'm not barefoot. I am married, and my wife really isn't a barefooter. I mean, she has before, but not nowhere near the level I do. But how that is when you're going in with, you know, three or four people at once, you know, what challenges it might be different.
Yeah. Now, when my husband was active duty, and they'd have their PT tests and everything, he would go barefoot, and they tried to get him to accommodate them with shoes, and he was like, okay, well, I'll see, but I want to make sure I pass my PT test. So then, you know, they had those shoes that had the toes in them.
Yeah.
So he tried those. I don't think he had them on his feet an hour before he was like, oh, I just wasted $80. I wish I hadn't done that because I'm never going to wear these things again. But he always took his PT test barefooted.
That's amazing. That's really surprising to see an entire family that's into something together. Even if it's just going barefoot, you know, usually you'll have some people that will and some that won't, or some that are, you know, completely opposed to it. But I can just imagine all six of you going somewhere and the reaction you may get in today's environment. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for some of it.
Yeah, we may walk in somewhere with shoes only because the concrete's too hot or something, but they don't stay on.
Yeah.
But, you know, in Texas, I mean, you can literally fry an egg on the concrete there, so.
Yeah, I'm in Jacksonville, so it can be pretty warm here, too.
That is the only time. I've even had people comment to me, oh, you must have just got your nails done. No, they've been done, you know, for about 2 weeks now. And they're like, oh, okay, so, you know, may I ask why you don't have any shoes on? And I'm like, because I don't like wearing shoes. And they're like, but it's 30 degrees outside and it's snow and ice. I'm like, so at least it's not frying my feet.
It's funny you say that, because one of the things I found a few years back, I went to year round barefooting, and even though I'm in Jacksonville, we still can get some very humid, cold, you know, winter days, not in Canada or something. But the more I started going barefoot year round, the less the cold bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was improvement in circulation. I also believe that the feet are a big temperature regulator from things I've read. So it's kind of like we really screw up our personal thermostats by throwing shoes on them. So, you know, your body thinks that it's 105 degrees on your feet and the rest of you is cold. So it gets rather confused, I think.
Yes. Have you ever noticed on taking a correct temperature, say like if someone has a fever, that it is best to have their feet cooled off in water or something if they've had shoes on before you take their body temperature?
No, didn't know that. Interesting.
So that way you can get an accurate reading.
That's really interesting. I didn't know that.
I am very hot-natured, very hot-natured, so it's just something that I've learned along the way.
That's interesting. Well, Tony, we're getting ready for a ad break. I'm hoping you can stay with us through that. And
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and switch to the ads, and then I'm going to switch us into an offline room.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Did you see this? The EPA wants to regulate water in our ditches now. Our ditches are dry most of the time. There's hardly ever any water in them. That's enough.
I like the way you grow it, no pesticides. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow it, so locally. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow it, with no GMOs. I like the way you twerk it, no diggity, no doubt.
We've got squash and peas, calling it a pack for all your bees. Melons you wanna squeeze? Yes, please. Yes, please.
Hey, now that plant looks good.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
I wanna grow it. I wanna taste it.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
My kind of girl.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Hey, yo, hey, yo.
Yeah. Plant there, 2014.
Search YouTube for Freaks of the Garden. PeacefulBelly.com. Support your local organic farmer.
Hi, welcome back to Barefoot is Legal. I have Toni Probst with us as well, and she homeschools her children. She has four children and a husband, and they all go barefoot. probably in my 20 years plus of doing this, I haven't run across that. It's, to me, very exciting to find an entire family that's committed going barefoot and sees the benefits of it.
Yes, it is. I've not met anyone else either.
Yeah, it is few and far between. One of the things I do, my wife and I are in pet rescue. So we pull animals from high kill shelters, and then we're in a local big box pet store every Sunday adopting out animals. And It seems like, you know, I've been doing it for 7 years. It seems like 7 years ago, pretty much every weekend I might see at least one or two people come in barefoot, maybe three or four tops. And it's dwindled off to the point where I can't even tell you the last time. It's been so long. There is one lady that does come in occasionally, and she has two children as well. And I think it's a pretty neat story because the children are fairly young. I would say I'm not great at ages, but they look to be about 8 or 9 to me. And they did the research on going barefoot and convinced the parents, and mainly the mother, that it was a good thing. And now she's going barefoot with them. At first she didn't allow it, and she's made a full 180. The father seems to always wear the Vibrams-type shoes, so I don't think he's converted completely, but at least he's somewhat. But I never see her or the two children wearing shoes at all. And again, it was the children that actually did the research and convinced her. So I was kind of excited to see that.
Never really even dawned on me to do, you know, an in-depth research on barefooting. I remember whenever the children were young, you know, they would start the walking phases and everything, and the doctors would be, well, you need to start putting shoes on them and everything. Of course, we went to our doctor's appointment, and, you know, children didn't have shoes on. Like, what's the need? You know, their bodies are forming. I don't want to restrict that and put them in bondage to make them uncomfortable. You know, and I started thinking about it. Their developmental skills, their developmental stages. And then I noticed other children who were learning to walk that were wearing these bulky, uncomfortable shoes because they were supposed to be pediatric, you know, shoes. Ideal from what doctors have suggested, these are what children need to learn how to walk in. I've noticed they've had issues with their ankles and their knees, and their legs seem to be a little bit more bow-legged. None of my children have suffered any of those.
Which makes sense.
Few sprain ankles. You know?
Yeah. And that makes perfect sense. And a lot of people don't realize that a child, up until really their late teens, what we have as bones in our feet and our toes and everything is really cartilage. It hasn't calcified yet. And it doesn't in a child until they're, you know, like I said, they're late teens. So it's very important that we don't restrict that, but yet we have an entire society that does. So you're doing them a major favor, you know, that it's pretty rare, by allowing them to go barefoot and actually encouraging and you and your husband going barefoot with as well. So very, very refreshing to hear. So mine started, and I've mentioned on this show, from the plantar fasciitis, the pain that you get from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I started researching that, and of course every doctor and everything I've researched told you to, you know, wear special supports, and some of them suggested certain exercises and all this. None of that was working. And there was a very small body of information that was saying, no, you need to go barefoot. And the way they were describing it and showing how the foot works as a shock absorber made perfect sense to me. So I tried it. And it took quite a while, but within about a month and a half, I'd say, I had no more pain, zero. And there's people that actually get operations, you know, for that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
bunions also.
That's one I've never had, but I do.
It's on an increase. I've noticed more and more people are having them, and they're saying it's hereditary.
No.
I just have to wonder if it's not, you know, from people putting shoes, and then you have these what I call ungodly things of torture, you know, that women call heels.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And then you look at the dress codes and, okay, well, this is not approved by dress code because it has an open toe, but yet this has a 3 or 4 inch heel, but it's approved to the dress code. Excuse me?
Yeah, it's insane. And
safety
is
issues,
hereditary.
Really. But
bunions
it
are,
is. I just,
are... No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's just my mom has bunions, and, you know, she's always been a shoe wearer. And I understand that the doctors have told me that I was having some issues with my feet, but then my bunions have completely quit growing. I haven't had, and they're not even considered bunions now. But, I mean, my feet have started straightening themselves out since I've quit wearing shoes. And everything. So
that's
I just
great.
Have to, you know, just think about, you know, like, okay, well, mom, you know, how about you try this for a little bit? She's like, oh, well, I can't do that. I don't want no one to see my feet. I'm like, you comment on how much better you feel in the afternoon whenever you're able to take your feet off and get home. I mean, you just get home, take your shoes off. That's all you want to do. But yet you won't make that connection of what you're even telling yourself.
Yeah, and I think especially, you know, generations past especially, it's been so ingrained in them that they have to wear shoes, even the current generation, for the most part, that people are averse to it. They can read all the benefits, see everything, but they're still just find a reason they can't do it, you know, in their mind. It just blows me away.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Then on the fever issue, I noticed that with my children, whenever they would get fevers or anything, I could put their feet in a bucket of water, just lukewarm or cool water, and, you know, that would help their body do what it needed to do. And most people would, you know, completely take a bath or what have you, which, I mean, I'm not against baths or anything either, but, you know, it's just something that I've noticed. It's like, okay. But, you know, as a newborn, they want to keep a hat on their head. They want to keep their feet covered and everything else so that they can regulate their body temperature. But first thing they want to do is they want to go put socks on the feet. And then they don't understand, you know, my baby's crying and I don't know why. And then I'm looking and I'm seeing the socks, and the socks are so tight around their ankles. I mean, you can see the indentions of every piece of thread around their feet. And you don't know why your baby is uncomfortable?
It really is amazing. You know, you have the experience in it. You're somebody that goes barefoot, and your whole family does, but it's rare. You know, the majority of people have been convinced that they've got to do these things, and it's protection. You know, you mentioned the child services and Sierra that was doing this before had the same issue. So it's amazing to me that there's that much of a belief. But yet when you do all of the research that's done by, you know, accredited universities and PhDs, and they're coming out with all these surprising benefits, as they call them, for going barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I also describe it to people as, you know, when you go to get new tires on your car, you're going to get an alignment. Just about no one's going to put new tires on the car without at least having the alignment checked. But yet, we'll put shoes on our feet which throws the entire alignment of our body off. It's the equivalent of going in on your car and putting new tires on it and then throwing the alignment off and expecting them to wear correctly. Just don't get it.
I don't understand why people would be more concerned about fashion. I've noticed in the women, they're like, oh, I just love these shoes. I just love these shoes. And I see them, and I'm like, you know what I see? I see pain. I see torture. You know, I don't see a fashion accessory or whatever it is that they're considering them to be. But I just can't explain that one, you know, as far as how other people see it. But to me, I mean, that's just what I see. Whenever I see them, that just immediately triggers pain, discomfort, my lower back, my hips, my knees, everything. That's just what I see when I look at some of these shoes.
Did you mention that your children were all boys?
I have three boys and one girl.
Oh, okay. Three boys and one girl. As they were dating and, you know, bringing home, you know, dates and everything, did the dates have an issue with it, or thought there was, were you able to convince them at all, or just curious as far as that interaction?
Not that I'm aware of, but like with my oldest son, how can I say, he's real quiet, he's real reserved, and a lot of girls, you know, he's a gentleman. So a lot of girls, you know, they want the tough guy or what have you. And they're like, oh, well, Devin doesn't like going out and doing this. We need to go out and have more fun. And so, I mean, very few girls that he has actually dated. As far as the shoe aspect of it, as far as I know, they've not said anything. That they've just connected it to where Devin wants to be comfortable. I'm like, okay, so that's all they say. Now,
good.
Whenever people come over to the house, you know, for the first time, my rule is there's no shoes allowed in the house. And they're like, oh, well, then I have to put them back on. I have to unlace them and untie them and all this, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. But shoes are not coming in the house, and I'm not making any accommodations for you. And then you have some people who's like, oh, well, something about carpet. I just don't like the way carpet feels. And I'm like, well, I'm the one that has to clean that carpet. And then someone asked me, if we go around barefooted all the time, does that not bring in on the carpet? Not so much. I mean, I can always tell you when someone wears shoes in the house versus going barefooted. And we are renting right now. And the house we had in Texas, I had concrete. Then even though I had concrete, no shoes in the house. The tile that we had before, still the same thing, no shoes in the house. But as far as the carpet here, I don't have the issue of keeping it clean due to dirty traffic area. I have an issue keeping it clean for kids, but I don't have the dirty traffic area that most people have issues with on their carpet.
That makes sense, yeah, because that's going to provide a lot of wear and tear having those, you know, you figure it's like taking a hard piece of rubber and rubbing it across the floor all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, nobody ever washes their shoes, so while they think they're, quote, clean, if you're, you know, showering or bathing regularly, your feet are going to be much cleaner than any shoes could be.
You have no idea how many germs your shoes actually pick up and hold on to, because then they have the track, if they have any tracks on them, you know, for the traction, then all that stuff is getting all up in there. And even if you do wipe your feet off at the door, it's not getting all of that stuff out.
No, not to mention what's inside the shoe.
Excuse me. And then, you know, people complain about, oh, my goodness, your shoes smell or what have you. And I'm thinking, like, that's his feet saying that he doesn't want them on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I'm like, why? Like, Ashton is like, why make him wear shoes? I mean, he doesn't want it. You just make him wear shoes, and you want to complain because his feet stink. No matter what you do, I'm like, just let his feet air out. He won't stink so bad.
Yeah, it's not the feet that are stinking. I try to explain to people, bare feet are really not much different than bare hands. And it's when you go ahead and lock them up in these, you know, little terrariums that, you know, it's like puts those germs on steroids. You know, it's of course they're going to smell. But
yeah,
I never run into that problem.
Yes, I've got a few kids around here that it's like, oh my gosh, they come over, they take the shoes off, they put them outside, and I have to take them to the bathroom to wash their feet. They smell so bad.
Yeah. Just institute a new rule that they got to leave their shoes at home.
Yeah. But, you know, another issue that Dave and I were discussing last night on the phones was dress codes and what people decide as safety hazards. Are you
Oh,
ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now, look at these safety hazards that they're going to claim that you have to have shoes on. When you have a slick, waxed floor, like most of these offices or places of business do, then you have heels that are approved for a dress code that are completely slick. There's no traction, there's no support, there's no nothing. And you have a slick wax. Tell me how that is safer than going barefoot.
Oh, it definitely is not. That's always, you know, when they try to bring up the safety reasons, you know, if you're like in a McDonald's or something, what are you going to do, step on a plastic fork? You know, what's the safety risk reasons, you know? But you could easily slip on something, definitely.
Well, you have a higher risk of falling and hurting yourself wearing those shoes that they consider safety shoes than you do going barefoot, because your feet have a natural traction to them. These shoes, they have these signs saying slippery when wet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
but what about the slippery when dry also, because you continually wax this floor?
Yeah. And also, you know, since your feet articulate, you know, you're getting better traction in general. It's just like driving. I literally cannot stand to drive with shoes on. It's just something.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah.
To me, it is a safety hazard.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't wear tennis shoes and stuff like that. So if I do have a flip-flop, because I have had a police officer try to tell me once that I had to have shoes on to drive, that it was illegal to drive barefooted. I'm like, okay, well, I had my flip-flops in the floorboard. I'm like, there they are. He goes, but they're not on your feet. I'm like, yeah, they're not going to be because I'm in my personal property.
And also, he's wrong. I mean, I had the same thing happen. I was pulled over once, and I was told the same thing. But in all 50 states, it's legal to drive barefoot in a car.
Sure if it's a work vehicle or something else, you know, there may be different stipulations or what have you. But, I mean, I've had issues to where a shoestring had gotten stuck on a clutch, you know, and that I was unable to maneuver the clutch and the brake and everything as I should have been able to because a shoestring was stuck and my foot was trapped, so I had to get down there. How many accidents possibly could have been avoided due to the similar situation? Or what about flip-flops? You know, if your flip-flop gets caught, say, like, stuck between your foot and the pedal, and depending on how your reflexes and direction of your feet and everything are, I mean, the fluctuation of the force on the gas pedal as you're maneuvering that, and then having to use your hands to assist you to get it unstuck. And I don't see how people can drive with heels either. I have no idea. Because that heel, you know, you have anything more than a 1-inch heel, and that is totally messed up your foot on the gas pedal and the brake and your ability to fluctuate between the gas pedal and the brake as you should be.
I agree. Of course, I don't know about heels, but I can just imagine how that would be. But with any shoe, though, I literally actually don't feel at all comfortable driving with them on. Just gotten to the point where, well, don't see. I think it's much safer to drive without them. The way you can, you can grab the pedal even, the whole bit.
And you have a grip on there, and there's nothing obstructing. Or a hazard, or so to say, and I don't understand why that isn't something that has been more vocal on as far as safety issues on teaching young people how to drive, you know.
Exactly.
It's just not something that's just not touched on at all.
We did have, about a month or so back, I found a thing from an insurance company that was recommending going to drive barefoot over flip-flops or heels. Surprising, but was definitely glad to hear.
Well, I'll have to look that up. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I'll try to find it. I sent it to Sierra a while back. It's been a while. It was definitely from an insurance company. I think it was a tweet from on Twitter. But it was definitely an insurance company that was recommending. It wasn't so much recommending, it was saying that it's safer to be barefoot than it is to have flip-flops or heels on.
I mean, heels are completely dangerous. I mean, completely. But, you know, there's just scenarios that I could use that people wouldn't make that connection as far as an accident. Okay, so you know that texting and driving is dangerous. You know that talking on your cell phone while you're driving, being a distracted driver, is dangerous. But whenever you are, you know, putting these conveniences of shoes or what have you simply because it's just too much to take them on and off due to shoes. I mean, how many times have we gotten, say, like someone that does wear shoes, say if it's raining outside and you go in to your car, but your shoes are slick because they were in the rain, and yet you don't have complete traction or control of your gas or brake pedal because your shoes are wet.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say we're coming up on the top of the hour, and Proof actually did ask me to sign off just a little early for the next show. But I definitely appreciate you joining. And
thank you. I know one topic I would like to touch on, if I am invited back to the show, one topic I would like to touch on is one that I've seen in the group about the issues of shoes in a church. I was kind of waiting for that one to just come up on its own, but since it did, possibly next time.
Yeah, that would be a good one. And I think also, I do believe, you know, you're definitely welcome on the show. You know, I would like to, like I said, talk offline. I don't know which way you prefer, whether it's on the phone or on text, whatever you're comfortable with, and go over things like that or what we should discuss.
Okay. That sounds good, whichever is best for you. And thank you, everyone, for listening in. And hope I didn't bore everyone.
No, I think far from it. I think you're definitely an inspiration, at least to me. Again, it's just so refreshing to see.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anytime. And like I said, let's get together after this thing or at some point.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
You all have a blessed day.